Welcome to another day in the Matrix, and wow, did that last video I put out come to life just moments after I released it, with XRP breaking above a dollar for the first time in 3 years after the confirmation of Bitcoin entering price discovery. Exactly the way I told you it would unfold in all of my videos, interviews, and podcasts throughout the past 2 years, regardless of the narratives we were getting hit with, and regardless of this SEC versus Ripple case. We stuck to our plan and avoided the distractions along the way, and here we are. Not only are we breaking out of this structure like we did back here in 2017, but it's happening with a nearly identical timing for the final phase before XRP breaks out into new all-time highs. And that's exactly what we're going to cover in today's video. For those that want to know when to expect XRP to break above $3 and officially enter price discovery. And we also have Bitcoin continuing its breakout, making new all-time highs, hitting the first upside target of 94K that I mentioned to expect in my last video. So we do need to recap the analysis from last week, check in with today's markets, and do what we do best. So here at Waters Above, we're empowering you to actualize your potential with esoteric investing by combining gematria, numerology, and astrology with technical analysis to understand these markets so that you can become a more profitable investor. Now let's take the clear pill. So it's important we start out here with this chart to build a foundation before moving into our XRP analysis as promised, and you'll see why in a moment. Because this is something that I brought up in a video that I released over 2 months ago, mentioning the significant date of November 15th, which we just traded through into last weekend. And near the end of that video that I released back on September 12th, 2024, to wrap up that video with a thorough overview, I said that after eclipse season, starting on September 17th and ending on October 17th, we should pivot bullish during the week of October 17th, which is the final eclipse of this year in 2024, during what I was calling the 42nd week of the year. We were bringing in elements of numerology here as well. Then I said that we would be breaking out of the bull flag that Bitcoin was trading in during that time, leading into the specific date of November 15th. This is when Saturn stations direct. So the end of this year's Saturn retrograde was on November 15th. And I said, for the date of November 15th, we have a breakout target of just under 100K. That was back when Bitcoin was trading at 58K, by the way. And on the day of November 15th that just passed, Bitcoin was already closing daily candles above 90K, and it even hit 93K leading up to this date, which of course is just under 100K. So this analysis was shared over 2 months ago, revealing an exact date and price target for that date. And Bitcoin traded within 6% of 100K. Today it's within 5%. So when they say you can't time the market, well, here's your example. And please know that I'm not doing this to be the one who is right. That doesn't matter to me. I genuinely just want you to all become self-reliant investors and experience your most profitable bull run. And I'm truly grateful to be a part of your journey. And I know that over the past year, it was a lot of information to soak in. And if you're new here, just joining us over the past couple weeks, I completely understand how overwhelming that some of this could be. But I promise I'm doing everything in my power to simplify all of these components that we use here at Waters Above, and only focusing on what matters most. I've sifted through all the minutiae and only share what I truly believe will take your investing skills to the next level. So trust me, I know sitting through these past 8 months was tough for crypto investors, but here our community knew the significance of this October moving into the month of November that we're in now, since back in Q2 of 2023, over a year and a half ago, when we moved into our first phase of the solar cycle. This is something I did talk about a lot in my last video as well. So this is why we can navigate this bull run so calmly and so confidently. And, well, watching Bitcoin trade sideways with lower highs and lower lows for the past half a year, trading from over 70K back below 50K. This shook up so many new investors, also watching their favorite altcoins lose 70 to 80% in just a couple months. But here we knew it was all a buying opportunity. And how did we know that? Because of the fact that we're in a solar cycle. And the October solar eclipse was the fourth and final solar eclipse of our solar cycle, which was what triggered Bitcoin price discovery in every single cycle. I showed this in my last video as well, so definitely check that out if you haven't already. And with Bitcoin entering price discovery is exactly what triggered XRP to experience its biggest moves to the upside in every single cycle as well. And what happened in 2021 proves it. So let me just quickly check in with the XRP chart and show you what I mean by this. So we have what happened in 2021. Of course, many of you are well aware, this is when the SEC versus Ripple lawsuit kicked in. Huge flash correction into the end of 2020. And during this whole phase, Bitcoin and the overall alt market was doing very well, but there was this isolated attack to XRP, specifically coming from its connection to Ripple naturally. So, but why I say that what happened in 2021 proves it is because from this correction all the way up to the top was 1,000% move. From the crash that happened to the very top of the alt season. Okay, we watched XRP move up 1,000% from a crash XRP experienced after multiple exchanges delisted it in reaction to the lawsuit, bottoming at 17 cents on December 29th, 2020, and topping slightly below $2 on April 14th, 2021, a little over just 100 days later. And the fact that even when XRP was no longer deemed a security by a court ruling in July of last year, and it was not even able to break a dollar, yet you can see that we had a much higher price back in April 2021, almost $2 at the beginning of the lawsuit, with zero clarity. So you see why this is crucial to realize. This exposes that the SEC versus Ripple case isn't as powerful as many think in regards to XRP price appreciation, which is the ultimate reason why 99% of investors get into XRP anyways. This is why I released a video last month that was titled XRP, three facts that change everything. Because I needed to address the key points for the XRP community to hear the truth for once. And the fact that I've been telling the XRP community for years that the SEC case doesn't matter as much as you might think, that should be a huge sigh of relief. But I noticed that it actually triggered many people when I say this. But I've been telling you that the case does not matter, and what does actually matter is Bitcoin price discovery. And here we are. Bitcoin is officially in price discovery, and we actually, for once, see Bitcoin, or we see XRP breaking out. Yet it couldn't even break out when the Ripple versus SEC case was considered finally over back in August 7th this year. So you see the discrepancy here? So we have the proof right in front of our eyes. We have July 13th, 2023, XRP topped at 94 cents on the day of the court ruling that XRP is not a security. Then we have August 7th all the way into the end of our summer this year, and we only have a 64 cent XRP on the final judgment. Ripple had to pay a $125 million penalty. Now, that price is 30% lower from where it topped after the first major win. So we've had multiple alleged wins across the board for all of 2023, but no price appreciation at all. If anything, just the price going lower, and substantially lower in comparison to the April 2021 alt season. XRP was trading 70% lower in regards to August 7th, the day of the finalization of the XRP or the Ripple versus SEC case. Now that we have Bitcoin breaking out into price discovery just 2 weeks ago, we have miraculously XRP is now trading higher than where it was on July 13th last year. And the SEC filed a notice of appeal just last month, and we're still seeing this move. So why is XRP breaking out right now? Is it because the Ripple versus SEC case? Is it because Gary Gensler is allegedly going to resign soon? Or, like all other proven examples, it's actually because Bitcoin entered price discovery? I think the answer by now should be pretty clear. And I'm not exposing this because I want to be controversial. I could care less. I expose this truth because it's the truth. And yes, the truth sucks, but the truth sets you free. This is why it's important to keep our emotions on the sidelines and not get attached to narratives. So getting back to these charts, since I released my last video, XRP is up 75%, and I see much higher targets coming soon. But first, before we dive into that, we need to recap the analysis I shared last week regarding the initial surge into price discovery for Bitcoin. And this is especially important for XRP and altcoin investors because now you can clearly see that the next big move for crypto in general is triggered by Bitcoin's price action. So we're going to be getting to this chart over here. In my last video, I shared how Bitcoin's initial surge into price discovery, we have seen in every cycle, Bitcoin gains at least 100% in 3 to 4 weeks from the first daily close into price discovery. And for our cycle here today, that would be November 6th, measuring from the candle body open around 69,300 per Bitcoin plus 100% in 3 to 4 weeks puts us at around 138K Bitcoin between November 27th through December 4th. Now, we need to answer a couple frequently asked questions that I've received since releasing that last video. One is, no, I am not saying that Bitcoin will move up to exactly 130 to 150K by November 27th through December 4th. What I am saying is that this is what Bitcoin did in every past cycle. Just like Bitcoin broke out into price discovery and topped for that market cycle after the fourth solar eclipse of every solar cycle. This happened in 2013, 2017, and in our last completed cycle in 2021. And here we are in 2024, moving through the fourth solar eclipse of our solar cycle, and Bitcoin broke out into price discovery. It's just what Bitcoin does, and here we figured out the timing of it all. We finally know why Bitcoin moves the way that it does, and it has nothing to do with the news or what happens in the mainstream, because that's not what runs the market. Those are the things that distract investors and persuade them to make the worst investment decisions. For instance, panic selling by getting FUDded out and FOMOing into tops after we've already broken out. But here we know what actually runs this market is Gematria, numerology, and astrology. It is what is esoteric that runs the market, not exoteric. This is why we're esoteric investors. So just like Bitcoin always breaks out into price discovery, after the fourth solar eclipse of our solar cycle, Bitcoin also always moves up 100% in 3 to 4 weeks after moving into price discovery. This is not Waters Above's opinion. It's just what Bitcoin does. Although I am confident we'll see a 100K Bitcoin soon. That's my opinion right now. I do think Bitcoin will hit 100K soon. I also just shared a little bit of a decode over on X. If you want to check out my X account, I'm posting there a couple times per week. It's at Waters Above. You just want to make sure you spell it the right way. But over there, I shared an update talking about the significance of the number 49 for Bitcoin, and double 49 is 98, and this is a powerful number because if you watched the last video that I shared, I showed the bull flag target. Actually, I shared this all the way back in the video from September 12th. I show the bull flag breakout target is 98K. So I do think very soon we'll see a 98K Bitcoin, and that has everything to do with the esoteric, and it also has to do with the technical analysis too. But if you watched my last video, you'll know that 94K was the fib pull that we had from the swing high to the swing low of our 8-month horizontal trading range. So I don't want to bring in too many other elements here for today's video. Again, I want to keep this as simple as possible, but I am letting you know I technically believe we can hit 98 and 100 is just right around the corner. So what would that take for Bitcoin? About a 5 to 6% move from here. Now, as for the 130 to 150K, that's what I'm addressing here in today's video. So the second question that I've been getting asked is, Will Bitcoin have a major correction after this move up to 130 to 150K? And the answer to that likely is yes. But that question is almost always coming from someone who also thinks that they're smart enough to wait for that correction and buy the dip and somehow get in lower. And they don't understand that during the initial surge into price discovery, Bitcoin's correction that follows would put us higher than where we're trading at today. So if we are to break out to 150K and we're to have a 30% correction, that would be 104K Bitcoin. If we were to break out to only 130K and we were to have a 30% correction, you'd see that's only bringing us slightly lower than where we are today. We were literally trading at 91K yesterday. So I just want to get this out of the way and clear the air on this, because so many people think they can get fancy right now and sell the top and buy back in, and it's just not how this works, guys. So I'm getting a lot of questions right now about corrections. I'm letting you know that we're likely to keep heading up. It's based on every possible thing that I could share with you. But the correction that follows after we move up higher from where we are today is just going to be around either where we are today or even higher than where we are today. So there's no advantage to trying to wait that out and play that move. I'm just letting you know. Again, it's something that's going to hurt a lot of people because everyone wants a correction right now, which is kind of funny because we just had 8 months of correction. Everyone waits and waits and waits. And then they want somebody like me to affirm these types of, you know, investment decisions. And I will never, because it's just an unsophisticated way of looking at the market. And only for people who are absolute legends at trading. And we'll get back to that later. So anyways, with this question of will Bitcoin correct in a deeper correction after approaching these higher levels? Yes. But that question is almost always coming from someone who thinks they're smart waiting for a correction. And they don't understand that during the initial surge into price discovery for Bitcoin, followed by the correction, is literally the time the altcoins are surging to the upside as well. So even if Bitcoin does experience a major correction after hitting 130 to 150, it's highly likely to not go lower than the breakout candle of November 6th. And I say highly for a reason. And by the time the alts catch up, if the Bitcoin correction impacts the altcoins, you likely be buying higher than where those altcoins are trading today. So it's not the most intelligent strategy. Now, that's not me telling you to FOMO into this market right now. You need to do what's best for your situation. But if you want to surround yourself with like-minded, conscious investors and have access to a whole community who's working together to make this our most profitable bull run, you can consider joining our mastermind community. That's over at patreon.com/watersabove. This includes access to our Discord community group chat, so you could come hang out with the Wolfpack and get access to live updates of whenever I buy or sell my investments. That's another perk that's included with your membership, as well as access to my weekly Red Pill podcast, which I just released a new one a couple days ago, dedicated to this breakout phase that we're moving into and within now. And you'll also get access to all of the past Red Pill podcasts, almost 200 of them, and you could watch at your own pace, including my recent What I'm Investing In podcast. A lot of people want to know what I'm personally invested in, so I covered that in a dedicated podcast where I reviewed my entire portfolio, and then I did technical analysis on over 20 different altcoin charts. And just that podcast alone is worth the value of the membership with how my portfolio has performed over this past month. So if you're interested in joining our mastermind community, you could find the link in the description below. So as mentioned in the last video, Bitcoin is actively in its initial surge into price discovery with a potential move to 130 to 150K by the end of this month, and as late as around the first week of December. And something that I brought up during my recent Red Pill podcast and also in a YouTube video I released a couple weeks ago is this cyclical pattern that after a new moon, Bitcoin tends to correct. So we have the new moon right into the end of the month and December 1st. So this aligns very nicely with us having that go ahead from now until then to continue up higher and then experience a correction for the first 4 or 5 days or so of the month of December, and then obviously continue higher after that. And although I'm personally confident that Bitcoin will be hitting 100K soon, it's important you're aware that the 130 to 150K target between November 27th and December 4th is based on a cyclical pattern Bitcoin has done in every cycle, even the one in 2020. We could actually go back and look at that, and I think there'll be some clues as to what's coming next for the altcoins. So we're going back over here from this December 16th moment up to January 8th, and you'd see Bitcoin put on about 115% in 23 days, right there in that window between 3 to 4 weeks. This time frame right here led to a 30% mid-cycle correction before experiencing another impulse into price discovery by late February. And this is around when Bitcoin started to, what I say, gas out. Although between February and April, Bitcoin went on to make higher highs and a higher low structure with new all-time highs each month, it wasn't as significant as the move from late December into January or the move from late January into February peak. So all in all, this move was exactly about 200% over 67 days. That's massive for Bitcoin. And I do believe we'll be having something similar play out in a similar time frame in relation to the solar cycle. So remember, right here was the final solar eclipse of the last solar cycle. And Bitcoin perfectly broke out after that. It literally waited for that solar eclipse to do it. It's like magic. So this is why I'm confident that we'll see even higher prices for Bitcoin and the altcoins within January 2025. But the reason we should be focused on this, especially for altcoin investors, is when we analyze the time frame of Bitcoin's initial surge into price discovery, we can see that what the other altcoins were doing at the same exact time. So consider in our last cycle, Bitcoin broke out 115% over those 3 to 4 weeks from December 16th, 2020 to January 8th, 2021. Of course, price discovery means it was breaking through prior all-time highs. And when we compare this with Ethereum, we can see on the December 16th date, I have it marked over here, to the January 8th date, we moved a similar percentage, but when I zoom out, you can see that we were not breaking all-time highs just yet. We actually didn't make a new all-time high in Ethereum until February 2nd, 2021. And when you look at the structure from this day right here of December 16th, when Bitcoin was breaking out into price discovery and ETH was playing catch-up, and you compare it to the pullback that Bitcoin experienced around January 8th, but then you see how Ethereum did not come back to the prior levels. It just kept going up. This is why I do not advise to wait until after this moment to then buy in, because it's irresponsible. If you look at where Ethereum, the difference in Ethereum's price, you're talking about buying a full 40% higher. It just doesn't make any sense to wait for the pullback. So dollar cost averaging is what investors should be implementing during these times, but getting greedy and waiting during this phase is going to bring you so much anxiety and so much stress to the point where you aren't even going to enjoy the gains you're making. It's important to enjoy the process and not get stressed out observing, obsessing over the outcome. That's huge. I'll say that again. It's important to enjoy the process and not get stressed out obsessing over the outcome. And it's important someone says these words of wisdom because money is not just money. Money is energy. When you fall in love with the process, the energy attached to that money multiplies. And when you're anxious every moment trying to earn money, the money divides and you get divided along with it. And if you resonate with those investing words of wisdom, make sure to hit that subscribe button and show some love in the comment section and share some of your wisdom with us. We're always grateful for that here. Now, let's come back to XRP since we've been tracking the progress of this chart month by month. As promised, we in fact broke out of phase 5 after Bitcoin broke out into price discovery, just like it did in March of 2017. But remember, the altcoin market was much different back in 2017 compared to today. There wasn't as many memes, no NFTs, DeFi wasn't really a thing. So When Bitcoin would correct in the midst of price discovery back in 2017, and its dominance, would drop and liquidity would enter over into some alt projects, it was much different projects back in 2017 than compared to our last cycle in 2021, for example. And I want you to see how XRP broke into price discovery, moving higher than phase one around May 4th, 2017. Right here is when it started to really take off, pretty much the end of April into May. That was literally during the exact moment we're in now, in this cycle today. It was during Bitcoin's initial surge into price discovery. Then around May 16th, we can see XRP topped out. It corrected about 70% and then traded sideways for 200 days before breaking out again for a double peak cycle, extending to about $3 in January 2018, which still to this day is the all-time high in what I've labeled phase one, or the selling climax of the cycle. So when we look back at the timing of the move for XRP, this whole process of breaking out of phase five into this initial peak, that was about 50 days. And if we align that with today's cycle, with the breakout that we just saw back on November 14th, plus 50 days, it's the very beginning of the new year, right there at the beginning or the first week of January 2025, which is right after our black moon in December, which is huge. I actually decoded the black moon and the significance of it in a isolated decode, thoroughly decoded the US election before it happened, and it turned out the way we anticipated. A lot of things unfolded since that decode has been released, so it's probably one of my most valuable decodes I've ever shared, and it was so timely. But anyways, getting back to this, I am confident that XRP will be at least $2 before the end of this year, breaking through phase three of our current cycle. Likely this move will be triggered by Bitcoin breaking above 100K and heading towards 130K, as mentioned earlier. And what's crucial to be aware of is, for XRP, anything above $2 is thin air until all-time highs. In the entire history of XRP, it only has 10 daily closes above $2, meaning it's barely spent a couple weeks above $2. So what you need to watch out for is the daily candle close that came in at April 14th, 2021 at $1.83. Because if XRP can close a daily candle higher than that, I believe we'll be seeing a retest of the current all-time highs shortly after. Just like how at the very end of 2017, we saw XRP move from $1.25 to $3 in only 6 days. And because it also fell through the same range in the exact amount of time, as it went up, it came down in the same fashion, finishing off that bull run, it actually even increases my confidence that we can see a retest of all-time highs for XRP very soon, just because it has so little trading volume between $1.30 and $3. It can swipe through that range in less than a week easily. And what did I say in my last video that was released before this XRP breakout? I said, once we can close above 72 cents with a macro candle closure, we will shortly after see a $1.30 to $1.40 XRP. And XRP shot straight to $1.26. That's scary accuracy. So what I'm showing you right now is not my opinion. It's not my bias. This is technical analysis. So what we want to keep an eye on is the pattern that played out in the finality of phase five. Because if it was to repeat exactly, then we'd have what I'm calling the April Fool's pump, which was the move in XRP that happened after April 1st of 2017. It was effectively a liquidation ritual. If I zoom in on a daily chart, you'll be able to see a lot better. So we're talking about the beginning of April of 2017. And we have this crazy move right here on April 2nd. So you see the tail of this candle? This is a pretty wild day. I'm not sure how many XRP OGs remember this, but if you do, drop a comment below. I would love to know your blood pressure on April 2nd, 2017, because it's absolutely incredible to watch this particular move. It was effectively a liquidation ritual in both directions. A huge flash correction followed by a daily candle close of 180% in a single day. And it had a 65% flash crash in the same day before that epic close. Then the following day, it was a 50% daily close to the downside. Just insane volatility. Then after retesting these prior all-time highs from the cycle before, it took a month to continue. So if you look from this candle here, 32 days. All right. Now, since XRP has concretely broke above $1, everyone all of a sudden wants a correction in XRP. It's kind of sad, honestly. But if we were to mimic this move back in 2017 over here, we could see a momentary break of new all-time highs, like we did right there, as you can see, smacking into a sell wall, then immediately following a 60% correction. But a 60% correction from the all-time highs, let me show you, takes you to $1.30. So why would you want to wait for that? We're trading 15% lower from that today. So again, this is why I am not playing this game of hoping for a correction at this point, because even if this was to play out, you'd just be buying higher than where we were trading at today. And for those who want to try to sell this move to prior all-time highs because you believe we'll get smashed down 60% and then all your, you'll be able to buy back in perfectly on that 60% correction, then all the power to you. But that's not what I would be doing, because what's the point when we're literally in the final phase of this bull run? When you look at this straight line breakout, you don't even realize the 60% correction in the midst of this. You don't even realize the 30 days in between right here. You can't even see it. So this is why I am not advising such behavior right now. So do what you think is best for you, but I myself would not be doing this. Why stress yourself out trying to sell and buy back during the most volatile phase of the cycle? It's really just not worth it. And that's coming from someone with experience and someone who's put their analysis and investment thesis out on public display. Remember, I was making videos back in early 2021 telling everyone I was going to sell my XRP between $1.40 to $1.86 in April 2021. And everyone was calling me crazy, but to me, it was an opportunity to take profits on a project that I was invested in under 20 cents, with an average position just a little over 20 cents. It was a 700% profit when all was said and done, and XRP never went higher still to this day. And then I took my last profits of that bull cycle in September 2021, because we were moving into the Shemitah year. I sold at $1.40. I shared this in a YouTube video. I also shared this in an interview that I did with Coach JV over at 3T Warrior Academy. So this is really public information. And that was the highest that XRP has traded since. Then back during our last bear market, I again bought back in. And then I de-risked. I told everyone I'll de-risk my XRP right below a dollar, no matter what, in the midst of this Ripple SEC case. Then we have July 13, 2023 rolls around. XRP is no longer deemed a security. The price swiped through all of my limit orders in a single 4-hour candle. And then I use those profits to balance out my portfolio. And I point this out because in order to trade this coin successfully, you really need to go against everyone's opinions and the distractions in the mainstream. And for a new investor, that's pretty much impossible. And with all those examples I took profits during, none of those examples are like what we're at now. We are literally at the beginning of a breakout, and I'm not selling unless I see buy pressure become exhausted for Bitcoin and its dominance starts to roll over into altcoins, and then I'll reassess. And for those who want to make this their most profitable bull run and be on the right side of this wealth transfer, I'm currently running a Black Friday sale over on my website, watersabove.com/store. This is my biggest sale of the year. So if you're looking to capitalize on this bull run without the stress and the confusion that 99% of investors struggle with, I do have this crypto mastermind, which includes my full exit strategy blueprint for free within that course. And it's covering all things crypto. And I also have my decoding mastermind right there. This is including my full crypto decoding blueprint for free within that course, showing you my exact decoding system and complete tutorials of how I decoded this crypto market to determine we would have this breakout at this exact moment. And this will be useful to not only be prepared for how this bull run will come to a conclusion so that you could take profits at the right time, but also be prepared for the next bear market so that you can know exactly when to invest again in the next cycle. So if you're interested in investing in yourself by investing in my art, you can use the promo code Black Friday at checkout. That's Black Friday as one word, all lowercase, and that link and promo code will also be in the description and in the pinned comment below. And since I've been asked this question a couple times during this week, yes, you can use the promo code Black Friday multiple times if you wanted to package together any courses. So for instance, if you wanted to just get the two blueprints that I have, all you'd need to do is go through checkout on one of them by using the code Black Friday. And then once purchased, you'd be able to go back and do the same process with the other blueprint. And that Black Friday promo code will work a second time. No worries. And if that was something you'd be interested in, I'd honestly recommend still considering these full comprehensive masterminds because those blueprints are included within them. So you get so much more value in regards to those. Study the crypto mastermind in preparation for the next bear market so you'd actually know how to invest properly during a bear market and avoid all those common mistakes that most investors make during that time. And since all of my courses are a one-time payment for lifetime access, you can go through this material at your own pace and take your time with the course lessons so that you can get the most value out of the experience. Also, if you're someone who's taken one of my masterminds in the past, let me know in the comment section below what's your favorite course lesson or the most valuable thing that you've taken away from that experience of going through that course. I would love to know your experiences. So wrapping up today's video, you now have the timing and the price targets for the next move on both Bitcoin and XRP. Remember, XRP moves with the energy of Bitcoin. So if Bitcoin can repeat what it's always done in every past cycle, completing at least 100% in the next couple weeks, this is the first initial surge into price discovery with our current cycle leading us to around 130 to 150K Bitcoin between November 27th through December 4th. Then this move would absolutely trigger a push up for XRP close to the $2 range and likely retesting all-time highs shortly after since XRP only has a handful of daily closes above $2. And now that we've seen Bitcoin break into price discovery after the fourth solar eclipse of the solar cycle, and simultaneously we've watched this Bitcoin breakout into price discovery trigger this breakout for XRP above a dollar for the first time in 3 years, that shows you without a shadow of a doubt the power of this decoding system we're using here, combining gematria, numerology, and astrology with technical analysis and navigating these markets as esoteric investors. And I'm grateful to be a part of your journey every step of the way. I appreciate all of your support, and I'm wishing you all an amazing rest of your day in the Matrix. Much love.